Mr. Jordan, Mrs. Decora, ladies and gentlemen, I greatly appreciate your honoring me with the Silver Eagle Feather Award. I'm only sorry I couldn't be with you in Chicago to accept it in person. 1975 marks the 20th year of service for the American Indian Center, and this annual dinner is the major fundraising event for the center. I commend those in attendance and all the others who are supporting the center's good work. The American Indian population has shifted in the past several years, not because entire tribes have moved, but because many individuals have moved from rural areas to the city. The result is that today the majority live in cities. The transition to city life is difficult.
Such
settlement houses as the American Indian Center of Chicago help cushion the severe cultural shock and prepare the Indian people for meaningful lives in the city. It is particularly refreshing to me that such agencies as the American Indian Center of Chicago rely on self-help to handle their problems. As with any minority group in the city, the American Indian people face obstacles in their quest for better lives. But instead of depending solely upon government aid, the center finds its own means to help better their circumstances. That is a clear demonstration that part of the centuries-old noble heritage of the American Indian has been brought to the city. Thank you for your support of the American Indian Center, and thank you for the Silver Eagle Feather Award.